This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
No, no, she can't take your mind and leave. I know just another trick she's got up her sleeve. I can't believe she really wants you to die. After all, it's more than enough to pay for your life.
Sunday night, and you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here in Chicago with Frank Fenizia. How you doing, Frank? Okay, Frank's still trying to get through because we had a Mets contest going on. But we're at Soldier Field out in Chicago. That's near the south side of Chicago in Illinois. And before we get started, I wanted to... Last week, we'll talk about that in a second, we were going to be live from San Francisco in the iHeart Music Studios. There was an, how would you call it, historic Supreme Court decision last week. And for far too long, gay and lesbian couples, they felt the sting of rejection and discrimination when it came to their love, their families, and most their heartfelt, their dignity. The United States Supreme Court, their decision last week, is landmark ruling, making marriage equality the law of the land. Make no mistake, this decision is historic and breathtaking in its recognition of the equality inherent in love. That's right, love. Have you ever loved somebody? Love being forced to hide it? Being publicly ashamed to love? Being publicly ashamed to tell others. That stigma and the pain will now evaporate, knowing that the pain and stigma of once being unequal is lifted. Gay relationships and gay love is finally recognized by our country and is valid, is beautiful, and it is as equal as any other love. This Supreme Court ruling doesn't benefit only the gay and lesbian couples and the LGBT community. The truth is this. When our nation takes a stand against injustice, we are all uplifted and all freed of stigmas. Congratulations to all those whose courage and heroism made this law of the land possible. All of America should be celebrating love and equality this past week and every day moving forward. So here we are. Soldier Field, Chicago. I can't believe it, Frank.
I miss Queens and the Van Wyck Expressway.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. But Soldier Field opened in 1924, and it's the oldest NFL stadium in the country. It's 92 years old, basically. They have a couple of records here. Over 100,000 spectators, the Army-Navy game in 1926 for the national championship. And the all-time collegiate attendance record in 1927 of 123,000 people. Amazing. Another note at Soldier Field, right here in Chicago, the first International Special Olympics Summer Games were held here in July of 1968. And Soldier Field was the last venue ever performed by the Grateful Dead on July 9th, 1995. So you might notice that music, and there's a reason why we're in Soldier Field in Chicago, and a reason last week while we were in San Francisco. And it all has to do with that band. But first of all, I have to tell you guys something that's really bothered me. I get a cab at the airport in San Francisco. The guy is a doll. He's great. Everything is beautiful. Everything is wonderful. We're talking, sightseeing, going right into downtown San Francisco. And I give him my credit card. He swipes it. And he gets out of the car, takes my luggage out of the trunk like a gentleman. And he says, do you want a receipt? And I'm like, yeah, of course I want a receipt. He says, well, I got a problem with my meter. I'm like, what do you mean you got a problem with your meter? Well, I don't know if the thing went through. I have to call the base. Calls the base. And now on the phone, I have to give my credit card number to someone I don't know. So I don't want anyone having my credit card number. I don't want a company having it on file in advance. And I certainly don't want a company or whomever I was speaking to, writing it down. But that's exactly what happened. In this day of modern technology, I can't believe that's still happening. I just can't believe it. And not only that, but a number of New York City taxi drivers came in to me, and across from Penn Station. Penn Station is on the right side of 7th Avenue. Now, for those of you who don't know, New York City, the Central Business District, is a grid. The avenues go north and south or up and down. 6th Avenue goes north, 7th Avenue goes down, 8th Avenue goes up, 9th Avenue goes down. So 7th Avenue goes south. On the right side is the busiest taxi stand in the nation, Penn Station. And if someone wants to go uptown to the east side, it's very tempting to make a left turn and go across 7th Avenue onto 32nd Street. Experienced drivers can do it. It's technically you're going across a whole avenue and you shouldn't be doing it. Well, there's a police officer who will remain unnamed by the name of Castro. He's still doing this thing on weekends, standing on 32nd Street, waiting for you to make the left turn, and then giving you a summons. Improper turn. I don't know what else is piled on there, but just be careful about those left turns. It's something that really bothers me. In San Francisco, I was on vacation. And I met 77,000 of my closest friends at Levi Stadium. Greg and Andrew and Sam. I got to thank the city of Santa Clara, the parking folks, especially Teresa, and the highway patrol, and the hundreds of people that we met out there. I mean, it was great. If you ever have driven down the Pacific Coast Highway, you'll know what I'm talking about. It is one of the most beautiful highways from what I understand and what I've seen in the world. One day I did 250 miles. Stopped at the Santa Cruz boardwalk. By the way, that's overblown, man. It's a very narrow boardwalk. It's good for little kids because they have rides. I drove the 17-mile, the scenic Pebble Beach Road. I walked on Carmel Beach. And then in Monterey, I dined at the Fisherman's Wharf. There's a place there called Domenico's. They caught fish that morning, and the general manager, I got to thank him for the limoncello, and Danny, congratulations on your sommelieri training. It was spectacular. Imagine catching fish that morning. They fillet it, and you eat it that afternoon. It was great. The most scenic drive in America is from that point to Big Sur. And I ended my trip going to a restaurant called Nepenthe, which is a mountaintop place overlooking the Big Sur Bay. Absolutely beautiful. But it's not as beautiful as one of the most gorgeous highways or expressways in New York City. And, Frank, you know what that is.
Oh, most certainly. It's No Van Wyck Expressway.
Frank? Am I talking to myself? Well... So, that highway is the Van Wyck Expressway. Oh, folks, wait till you come to New York. You've got to see the Van Wyck Expressway with the palm trees and the waterfalls and the winding mountain roads overlooking the ocean. Oh, it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Oh, so I go to rent this car, and, you know, I talk about personal experiences. And the guy says, are you sure you want that car? I have a car that you may want instead. I said, oh, yeah, okay, sure. Let me see what it is. So he drives down this convertible. It's a Maserati. I'm like, wow, that's a beautiful car. Do I get it at the same price as a Camry? He He said, oh, no, not at all. This is $700 a day. I said, are you crazy? No way. Well, I'll give you a discount, $500 a day. I said, I'll take the Camry. No thanks. But, you know, people are always trying. What could I say? So our phone number here, folks, is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. And you can email us at taxihale@AOL.com. We'll read your emails on the air as long as they're clean. That's taxihale@AOL.com. The NYPD, for those folks who aren't from New York, that's the New York Police Department, they actually went on a taxi ticketing blitz outside a mosque on the Upper West Side while drivers were inside reciting Ramadan prayers. Now, one officer handed out nearly 100 tickets on the streets surrounding the Islamic Cultural Center on Riverside Drive near 72nd Street. These drivers have been attending services at this mosque for years, at least 9 or 10 years, and then they get a $115 summons for double parking while they're going in to say their Ramadan prayers. I mean, it's tough in New York City if there's no parking lot, and you know how, you know, land is scarce in Manhattan. But sometimes, just sometimes, you have to have a heart. You know, it's really never happened before. And Ramadan is observed from June 17th through July 17th, just to let you folks know. Now, an NYPD spokesman said that double parking is never authorized, citing, for example, the need for emergency vehicles to navigate the roads. If you were so worried about emergency vehicles navigating the roads, maybe, just maybe, there'd be less traffic in Manhattan. Do we need hundreds of thousands of extra cars in Manhattan? Sure. Oh, I can't get a cab. You can't move, so we're taking less fares. It's not our fault. There's the same number of taxis. You know where I'm going with this. Do you know where I'm going with this, Frank?
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. Anyway, Soldier Field is unbelievable. I can't believe this place. It's great. So I just want to take a quick moment to thank the Grateful Dead and the wonderful radio station out here who made this possible. Not like last week's radio station, but we won't go there. Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're getting some emails in already. Isn't that nice? But a lot of other stuff has happened the last couple of weeks. One thing I did want to tell you is before I drove down that Pacific Coast Highway, I found this article that the Malibu City Council was considering a $20 million package of proposed road improvements following 4 traffic fatalities in 5 months on the Pacific Coast Highway. Folks, you need 2 hands on the wheel, and you can't look to your right while you're driving. I'll just put it like that. It's an experience, but absolutely beautiful. New York City adopted its budget for 2016. The mayor and the city council came to agreement. And here are some initiatives that were agreed upon. NYPD will get $170 million to add new uniformed officers. And they'll be dedicated to counter-terrorist efforts and neighborhood policing. And, of course, last night was July 4th, and there was a huge police presence everywhere in New York City. Anywhere and everywhere, there were crowds. You knew that you were being watched. $39 million is going for a 6-day library service in New York. Yeah, they've been cutting all that stuff, and now they're putting it back. $18 million is going to phase in breakfast in the classrooms at 530 elementary schools. I don't know if you find this interesting or not, but why not? You're not going to get this information anywhere else, right? $4.3 million to eliminate wait lists for the Department of Aging's home care program. And $2 million to expand elder abuse prevention, which is a good thing. Okay, $21 million to ensure there are no gaps in service in the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. $1.1 million for 80 additional school crossing guards. $687,000 to fund an extension of the beach season. Okay.
The what season?
B-E-A-C-H, the beach season.
Beach, you don't want to know what I thought you said.
Yeah, I do, actually.
No, you really don't.
Okay. Let me just get this out of the way over here. And, oh, this is a very long email that we got over here. So let's see if I can edit it. Well, there's a few of them. Let me read the smaller ones first. Can you please tell us what happened with Melrose lawsuit against the mayor, the TLC commissioner, and against the attorney general? We are dying to know the result. Nothing. Nothing happened. So there you go. But that might change next week. Who knows? Dear Taxi Dave, how are you? We missed you. I bought a medallion at last auction, which is an accessible medallion. And since I bought it, I can't find any driver to drive even one shift, and I'm driving alone to pay my huge mortgage every single day. And after 12 hours of work, I take $60, $70, $90, or on a good day, $100 for myself. No one wants to drive this car because this is accessible car, and the second thing is it is a non-hybrid car. Now I am totally unable to do the other part of my life, like give some time to my family or friends except work. I'm just trying to say that that I became disabled by investing my money in an accessible medallion. That's an interesting concept. It's all Uber effect. If Uber wasn't here, I could have found many drivers for this car. So give us our street hails back and then try to make 50% accessible, or simply give us our money back and then do business with only Uber. I promise I will be a driver for them. Thank you. This is from Mahabod Sujan. Now, thank you for that email. Boy, talk about telling it like it is, right? You don't get more like it is that way. And here's one from Mike. Let's see. We're dealing with high-tech gypsy cabs crawling through the streets, trolling for calls in Midtown Manhattan, and weaving through traffic while desperately looking down at their handheld phones for their dispatch ping. Then they floor it to get their surge fares to meet their pickups. That idiocy should have been dealt with years ago, and now the streets are flooded with illegal high-tech gypsy cabs, street hails and wackos who drive like, oh, we can't say that word, and are dispatched using very dangerous methods via handheld phones. Okay. P.S., whatever happened to the city chartered mandate, 2-year fare increase review for yellow cab drivers? What about dumping the god-awful flat rate from JFK? What about increasing the meter waiting time because of that Asinine Vision Zero scam that lowered our beloved city speed limit from 30 miles an hour to an insane 25 for no valid reason at all? Boy, here's one. What about the out-of-state speed cam and traffic cam vendors who are illegally privatizing law enforcement with low-wage civilians writing and mailing out tickets to New York City drivers? Who are those invisible people? Do the out-of-state crews and or their people, have they suspicious records? Are they friends of the new wave of politicians who are currently pimping out New York City's working class? How did they get that contract? Why is the city of New York only getting about 30% of that revenue? Wow. Got some pretty good emails here so far, huh?
Some good questions and good content.
Yeah, well, people have been waiting a while to talk about it. What can I say? So that's some of our emails. Our email address is taxihail@AOL.com, and our phone number is 800-321-0710. Okay. Oh, here's an email. Nice car rental story, Taxi. You're welcome. Oh, well, it shows people are listening. Here's a recall on a 2015 Cadillac ATS and CTS. Some of those vehicles have a bracket between the brake pedal assembly and the rod that actuates the brakes, and that may fracture during normal brake pedal operation. If the bracket fractures, the driver would not be able to apply the brakes, and surprisingly, that increases the risk of a crash. You'll be getting the recall notices on those Cadillac ATS and CTSs. Okay, got that out of the way. Okay, this is a letter I got, which is signed and notarized by a gentleman by the name of René Ternier. To whom it may concern, my name is René Ternier. I am an owner-driver of a New York City taxi medallion, 5D14. I've been driving since 1982. Over the last few years, a disturbing trend has been taking place at hotels in Manhattan. The doormen of hotels like the Millennium, the W Hotel, the Algonquin are requiring a $10 payoff in order to get a fare from the hotel. The doormen at the Jolly Madison Hotel, okay, require a $5 payoff to get a fare to JFK Airport. Wherever you see black cars or SUVs parked near a hotel, they are the ones being steered the business that is legally and rightfully belonging to yellow taxis, as we are the only ones with the right to street hails. The City of New York and the regulatory body, the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, need to crack down on this illegal activity immediately. I want to thank you for that letter, René. Tell me what you really want to say. And Tommy has been trying to get this in. Mayor de Blasio has zero vision in running this city. Few Sundays ago, he caused major traffic jams and is worse than Governor Christie. I understand bridges and tunnels have to be repaired and services, but when you have major events in the city, you can postpone repairs by a few hours or by a day. Few Sundays ago, the city's hosted the Tony Awards at Radio City, and two concerts, one on Randall's Island and the other at MetLife Stadium. The city would be super busy at all bridges and all tunnels and every highway. So why would you shut down a tube at 10 p.m. in every tunnel and have one lane in each direction entering and leaving the city? All the roads, all the bridges were congested and dangerous. That's from Tommy. And here's another one from Tommy. Hey, Taxi Dave, this is Tommy. Gee, I couldn't figure that out, Tommy. You signed it. The MTA budget is high mostly because of employee salaries and benefits, and the MTA should look into tightening their belts, especially the executives' belts. What are their salaries? What are their retirement benefits? I'm not sure if the MTA employees, with how Obamacare is, but before Obamacare, the employees didn't have to pay a copayment fee because the MTA paid it for them. MTA employees ask for better salaries, but they too contribute to this crisis. They barely work or work 20 minutes and then take a 20-minute break. Thank you. That's from Tommy. Gosh, these things are coming through. Just wanted to let everybody know that on June 25th, the Taxi and Limousine Commission published a list of medallions selected to become in their first ever accessibility drawing. I don't know how they drew them, but there's a list, and it's online with the Taxi Limousine Commission. As far as if you were lucky enough or unlucky enough to have a non-restricted medallion, which means not accessible, and now it has to be accessible. And that's pretty much all I got. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710 if you want to talk about any of the things that I talked about. And Frank, I'm so sorry. I've just been bantering on. I haven't let you say anything.
Listen, you're all fired up, and you've got some great emails from the listeners, so definitely let's take care of the listeners first and get their voices out there.
Okay, I lost you, Frank. There's something going on here, a technical problem. So I'm just going to say, when we come back, hopefully we'll take some phone calls. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. And we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Taxi Dave Show is back. We're at Soldier Field in Chicago. I'm here with Frank Venezia, and boy, we are in the guts of Soldier Field. We don't see anything, but we hear a lot of activity outside. And yeah, there are some people that have their computers and their iPads, and they're listening to the show outside, and we're getting a lot of thumbs up as people kind of walk by and give us a thumbs up. So did you ever think you'd be at Soldier Field at a Grateful Dead show talking about taxis, Frank?
No, it was never something I thought I would do, but I'm pretty happy to be here.
Oh, here we go. I'll tell you what, let's take a phone call and then we'll read some more emails. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@aol.com. And we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. So let's take Bob. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi there, Dave. I hope you enjoyed yourself in San Francisco and Chicago so far. Anyway, something I found out, that there has been a deliberate policy of cutting back public transport in multiple cities to encourage the use of private automobiles. And one of the things, of course, is the fact when they made the avenues like New York City one way. That was Barnes's thing going way back. And this is why the problem of how many cars you got in the city and why public transportation is deliberately undercut. Plus the fact that public transport must pay a profit. That's one of the biggest reasons why you have so much problem.
Hey, Frank, you want to take this? I guess not. Okay, I don't hear it. We got a little connection problem here. So, public transportation, mass transportation, and every specialist, every person who went to college for transportation, every person who believes in mass transportation believes the public has to pay for it. I don't. And everyone disagrees with me. If you want people to leave their cars at home, give them a free ride. You think people jump turnstiles? You think they do it for fun? Some people can't afford $2 or $3. It's expensive. You take a monthly train pass up by me, it's $450 a month. That's crazy. That's crazy money. That's a mortgage. Why isn't mass transportation for the masses? Oh, they know how to charge $15 on the George Washington Bridge. And they say, oh, yes, that's definitely going to deter people from driving into the city. They have no choice. Week to week, day to day, hand to mouth. That's the way a large portion of America lives today. And it's not only in New York. I'm sure it's out west. Chicago? San Francisco? They have great mass transportation. I think New York is probably the most expensive, but we don't have the most expensive taxi rides, I'll tell you that. And we should. How many decades have drivers been driving for? The experience they have. I just want you folks to know, I know you can hear me. I'm having a little difficulty out at Soldier Field here in the office. So I may banter on a little bit until we get connections hooked up. And if you can, Noah, let me know how much time we have. Okay? In the meantime, I do have an email. And I'll read that from Mr. Chabel. Hello, David. I did talk about pollution and traffic 3 years ago. Finally, Taxi and Limousine Commission Chairwoman Mira Zoshi woke up, and she's saying we have a lot of pollution in New York City, and we need to put a cap on Uber and Lyft and Via. It's too late. She did big damage to the taxi industry. We are going broke and bankrupt. Okay. So that's Chabel. How do you feel about it, folks? Email me, taxihail@AOL.com. Do you agree with Chabel? Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. Here we go. Okay. At Soldier Field, how's the weather? Hey, Frank, how's the weather indoors at Soldier Field?
Indoors is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. The air conditioning is fine. Couldn't be better.
Here we go. From Mike. Hi, Taxi Dave. I tried to pay the quarterly 30 cents tax today. I got a message that said, you are paid to date. Do you know anything about it? Thank you, Michael. Well, I do know you were supposed to pay on May 1st, if I'm not mistaken. You were supposed to pay that 30 cents accessible addition to each fare by May 1st. So if it says you paid already, I'm a little confused, which is easy because I get confused very easily over here in Chicago. You know, talking to myself, at least that's the way it seems. But if you want to give me an send me an email tomorrow morning, Mike, I'll gladly look into it for you and figure out what's going on and try to help you out. So my email address again is taxihail@AOL.com. And we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. When we come back, hopefully we'll straighten out some of these problems. And if not, I'll just keep talking. So this is the Taxi Dave Show. I am Taxi Dave. We're at Soldier Field in Chicago in the guts of the building, the oldest NFL stadium in the United States. And the Grateful Dead are going to be coming out soon. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Every day, hey, 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 hey,
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Talking about a heat now.
I feel like a DJ instead of a transportation person. All right. Rock and roll. Taxi Dave Show is back. We're live from Soldier Field in Chicago, Illinois. I'm here with Frank Finizia. I can't hear you, but you can hear me. And such is modern technology. Once in a while we get it wrong. Once in a while we get it right. So I'd love for you to say something, Frank, but I can't hear you. Oh, wait, there you go. I hear you.
There you go. I'm here.
All right. So you wanna talk for a couple of minutes? We only have about 5 minutes left.
5 minutes left. Listen, got to say thank you, number one, to the city of Chicago, putting on a great show and just being a great, great foodie town. Everybody's enjoying themselves, getting ready for the Dead Show. It's a great place to be. Listen, it's not Queens, but hey, you can't win them all the time. Sometimes you got to take them on the chin here in Chicago.
Yeah, I think next week we'll broadcast from the beautiful Melrose Studios overlooking that gorgeous highway, that Van Wyck Expressway. I miss it so much.
Can't wait to get back. Looking forward to it.
That's right. In fact, if you have a chance, open, rent a convertible and take the Van Wyck Expressway. You'll love it, especially the waterfalls and the palm trees. You don't expect to see that in Queens, and you'd probably be right. Oh, gosh. So anyway, traffic is getting worse. I know that because my sister tells me that it's worse in Manhattan than it ever was before. Taxi drivers tell me it's worse in Manhattan than it ever was before. Of course it's worse in Manhattan. Thousands and thousands of additional cars. And, you know, if a bag is made to put 5 pounds of fruit in it, you don't put 10 pounds of fruit in it, because you know what happens to the bag. Right, Frank?
Yes, I do.
You used to sell fruit, didn't you?
Oh, amongst other things. But no, listen, that bag at some point in time is going to give way. There's only so much the city can take. The roads are only so big, and they seem to be getting smaller. Why? Because they are getting smaller.
You know, and then you have NYPD concentrating, focusing in only on yellow cabs. Now, if you go across 35th Street from the east side to the west side, when you get to 7th Avenue, and I say that because most cabs, when you're going east to west, turn on 7th Avenue to get to Penn Station. If you're in the left lane, it will now take you 7 or 8 lights to make that left turn. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It causes more traffic. So what a good driver does is he goes one lane wide to make the left turn, to keep traffic flowing, to get the passengers where they're moving, and he still yields to pedestrians in the crosswalk. But guess what? Once you make that left turn, just like Castro's waiting for you on 32nd Street, there are cops waiting for you on 7th Avenue on the right side. And in those cases, they say, oh, these tickets don't have any points. You get an illegal left turn. You may get a reckless driving. You get all kinds of tickets. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's unfair. So here are cabs that want to keep the city moving, and they're penalized for doing it. We're not doing anything wrong. You know, there's more signage and more no left turns and more enforcing, you know, rules that just cause more traffic. And it has to make one believe that the summonses are being given out for one purpose. Well, maybe two. One is for the money. You know, yellow cabs are a cash cow. Hey, he's driving through our precinct. He doesn't know anybody in our precinct. Let's hit him with a few tickets to help our quota. I'm sorry. Productivity goals. They will say publicly there's no such thing as a quota. We have productivity goals. Hey, Frank, what's the difference if I tell you, I'm your commanding officer, and I say, if you don't write 100 summonses this month, you're going to be working at the Bronx Zoo. Okay? But that's not a quota.
That's, I don't know what that is. If they don't want to call it a quarter, they could call it whatever they want, but what you're doing is basically, listen, you're putting the fear of God into these offices. They are trying to make money, too, and they're going to write 200 tickets, not only to meet the expectation, but to do even to look like they're doing even better, and they're costing people money.
Especially small businessmen. You know, I mean, small businesses who get multiple summonses for no good reason, I mean, that's not very progressive, is it, Frank?
No. You're hitting people, you're hitting small businesses who can't afford to take those types of losses to their bottom line. And you know what? There shouldn't be such a disconnect with taxi drivers. These are businesses.
Okay. Now, here's a surprise I was saving. But in September, Taxi Dave is going to have some Yankee tickets. That's right. This is the Met Station, WOR 710, the home of the Mets. And I love what the Mets did to me last week when I was in San Francisco without an apology. It's perfectly okay. I understand. Business is business. Or today, you know, I mean, I didn't lose. What did I lose? 10 to 12 minutes, Frank? Not a big deal, right? But it's 10 to 12 minutes, you know. So I'm going to start giving away a couple of tickets at each and every show until September, through September, to our callers. All right? Because I love New York. I love what it stands for. I love the history of Yankee Stadium. Okay? You notice that in Queens, it's not called Met Stadium. You know why, right? It's all about money. And as one of our callers once said on this radio, this very radio show, he said, Bernie Madoff should be forced to watch every Mets game in its entirety as part of his punishment. Anyway, this is a Taxi Dave show. We're live from Soldier Field. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here with Frank Venezia. We'll be back next week from Queens, New York, the Melrose Studios overlooking the glorious Van Wyck Expressway. Okay? Hey, Taxi, take me up backstage, will you?
This has been a podcast from WOR.